Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to try and cut through, well, all the complexity of the Phuket real estate market.
It's a lot of noise out there.
A lot of noise, exactly.
Okay.
And we want to find out where the smart money is actually moving. We're going to go beyond the usual travel brochures and take a bit of an expert-guided tour. Our mission today is pretty simple. We want to take a stack of really detailed research and, you know, give you the shortcut to being well-informed. We're dissecting the property landscape, breaking it down into six distinct investment zones.
And crucially, with strategies for basically every budget.
Yes. And look, we aren't just speculating here. This entire deep dive is anchored in a really credible recent analysis. It's titled Phuket's Investment Zones, Where the Smart Money Goes.
Yeah, and the source is key.
It really is. It comes from Ocean Worldwide. They're a luxury real estate agency that's been on the ground in Phuket since, what, 2004?
That's right, since 2004. Their director, Sandra O'Neill, has personally helped thousands of families and investors navigate this exact market.
Yeah.
So this isn't theory. This is, you know, actionable intelligence.
That's the perfect way to put it.
And that credibility is just so important. Phuket is complex. It appeals to so many different people. You've got first-time investors looking for passive income, all the way up to high-net-worth individuals looking for, you know, a sanctuary.
Right.
So our goal is to cut through that and really show you those aha moments about where capital is flowing and why. We'll show you the diversity from high-energy Patong to the quieter retreats.
And we'll get into the actual pathways, right? Whether you're starting with $70,000 or thinking about that $500,000 luxury tier.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before we jump into the geographical tour, let's set the foundation. Why Phuket? Why is it having this real estate acceleration right now?
Well, the Ocean Worldwide analysis points to three main factors, and they're all kind of intertwined. The first one is obvious, but it's really potent. The tourism recovery.
The post-pandemic bounce back.
Exactly. It hasn't just been strong, it's translated directly into higher occupancy. That means sustained demand for holiday rentals and long-term residency sales. It just drives investor confidence.
Because the yields are predictable again.
Precisely. Now, the second factor is, I think, a bit of strategic genius. Thailand's updated visa policies are actively turning visitors into stakeholders.
You mean things like the long-term residence visa?
That's the one. That and the established elite visa. They're attracting retirees, digital nomads, people who are now looking to buy property, not just, you know, run a hotel room for 2 weeks.
That is smart policy. But, I mean, does converting all those tourists into residents put a strain on the island's infrastructure? Is that something an investor should worry about?
That is a critical question. And yes, you absolutely have to factor that in. But that leads to the third driver, which helps mitigate that risk.
Just
the perception of global stability. A lot of international investors now see Phuket as, well, a safe haven destination, a place to move capital away from more volatile markets.
Ah, so that influx of high net worth capital actually helps pay for the upgrades.
It often funds them directly,
yep.
Especially in those luxury zones. It creates a cycle that sustains property values.
So it's not just a holiday market. It's a robust living economy.
Underpinned by smart policy and international capital.
Okay, let's use this analysis and start our tour. We've got six zones. First up, the commercial and cultural heart, Phuket Town.
Right. Phuket Town is the island's capital,
yeah.
The administrative center.
Yeah.
It's just fundamentally different from the beach zones. It's grounded. It's authentic.
And the key for investors is?
Value for money. Simple as that. Property prices here are noticeably lower than you'll find on the coast.
And there's a cultural anchor too, right?
A huge one. It's famous for its Sino-Portuguese architecture. It's even a UNESCO heritage candidate. For an investor, that suggests a future premium on those kinds of heritage properties.
So you're thinking commercial investments, shop houses, offices.
Exactly. Catering to the local workforce. It offers really reliable year-round income that's anchored in the local economy, not just tourism.
Okay. So if Phuket Town is the solid local anchor, then Patong is the high-stakes roller coaster.
That's a great way to put it. Patong is pure volume, high yields, high energy.
The nightlife, Bangla Road, all of that.
All of it. The investment appeal is simple. High occupancy rates. You have a constant stream of diverse visitors, which means rapid turnover and maximum rental income.
What kind of entry point are we talking about here?
Well, you can find condos starting around 3.2 million Thai baht, so maybe 88,000 US dollars. But the managed plans start higher. And you have to watch the infrastructure projects, like the proposed Patong Tunnel.
Can you improve accessibility, right? which would be vital in a high volume area.
Absolutely vital. It could really stabilize values there long term.
Okay, so Patong is about short term, high volume. Where do we go for the opposite? For stability and, say, long term family rentals.
For that, we head south to Kata and Karan.
And the whole vibe shifts.
The entire vibe. It's much more relaxed, very family oriented. The investment angle here flips from short term turnover to securing stability through long-term stays.
So properties with pools, play areas, that sort of thing.
Exactly. You get reliable, less volatile income streams. The upgrades there are more sensible, focused on quality of life, which supports gradual, dependable growth. It's perfect for a more conservative portfolio.
Let's move to the top tier of the market. Cherang Talay, Laon, and Bangtao. The luxury zone.
This is where the high net worth ecosystem is completely formed.
Centered around Laguna Phuket.
Right. You've got a strong expatriate community, international schools, high-end lifestyle centers like Boat Avenue. You're not just selling a property here. You're selling a curated lifestyle.
So it's all about luxury villas, high-end condos.
Exclusively. And the analysis strongly suggests that because of all that continuous international investment, the growth prospects here are exceptional. Capital values are very likely to keep climbing.
Okay, so that's established luxury. What about Macau? It's further north, a bit more removed. What's the strategic advantage there?
Macau is all about blending serenity with strategy. It's tranquil. It has these long, undeveloped beaches.
So exclusivity.
Unmatched exclusivity. But the key strategic advantage is its proximity to the airport.
Ah, Phuket International.
Yep. That's a massive convenience factor. It commands a premium for expats, for frequent travelers, for anyone who wants immediate access without dealing with island traffic. It's a magnet for private top-tier developments.
The seclusion without sacrificing connectivity.
You've got it.
Okay, last stop on our tour, Pak Lok. The analysis calls it an undiscovered eastern charm.
It really is a sleeper pick, a hidden gem on the East Coast.
And the draw is?
Purely aesthetic. You get these stunning, secluded bay views across Phang Nga Day. The investment here isn't about high turnover at all. It's about long-term value appreciation and a peaceful lifestyle. It's a powerful long-term asset play.
That's a fantastic map, but knowing where is only half the battle. Let's get practical. How does someone listening actually get into the market?
Well, this is where the experts really simplify things. Ocean Worldwide has formalized these investment tiers, which makes the market really accessible.
Okay, break it down for us.
So the entry point is what they call the entry edge or capsule plan. It starts low, around $70,000 US. Usually for a studio or a compact unit.
And the key part?
They're fully managed. That's ideal for a first-time foreign investor. You're targeting a steady yield, maybe 5 to 7% annually, with minimal hassle.
Okay, I have a very accessible entry point. What's the next step up for someone wanting to diversify?
That would be the prime plan. It starts around $150,000.
Yeah.
And it's designed specifically for diversification.
So buying multiple properties?
Usually, yeah. Two or three condos in different areas, maybe one in Patong for high yield, one in Kata for stability. It hedges your risk. The target yield climbs a bit to around 7 or 8%.
And for investors with a larger budget?
Then you move into the hospitality growth plan. This starts around $300,000. It's a real leap into professional asset management.
So we're talking boutique hotels, multi-unit buildings.
Exactly. And because it's a specialized asset with professional operations, you're targeting higher returns, maybe 8 to 10% annually.
And the top tier?
The elite portfolio plan. This kicks off at $500,000 and goes up from there. It's focused on pure luxury assets, custom developments, high-end villas. These plans come with comprehensive support and aim for the highest returns, often 9 to 12%, built on capital growth.
And it's so important for foreign buyers to know that agencies like Ocean Worldwide provide that support. The legal help, navigating ownership laws, property management, that support structure is what makes it possible.
It reduces the complexity, which is often the biggest barrier.
Definitely. So looking ahead, is Phuket just building more or is it building smarter?
Oh, it's definitely building smarter. The market is maturing.
What are the big trends?
One major trend is the shift toward sustainability. And I don't mean just as a marketing term. We're seeing eco-conscious designs, sustainable materials, solar panels, all to preserve the island's natural appeal.
Okay, that's good to hear.
What else? Second big shift is technology integration. Smart homes, digital property management platforms, that's all becoming standard now. The source even mentions experts are exploring blockchain for secure transactions.
Now that gets really interesting. What does that mean in practice?
Primarily, security and transparency. Using blockchain could create an immutable, transparent record for land titles. It could reduce the risk and the time delays that are sometimes associated with foreign property purchases.
Make the whole process faster and more secure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the third trend I find compelling is the move toward cultural and experience-based investments.
Right. So not just generic luxury boxes.
Exactly. People want a genuine connection. Developments that blend modern comfort with, you know, authentic Thai architecture.
But even with all these great trends, due diligence is critical. What are the major challenges investors need to anticipate?
Well, the number one challenge is navigating regulatory changes. Thai law is complex for foreign buyers.
Right. You can own a condo, but land is a different story.
It is. It almost always involves long-term leases or setting up a company. So getting reputable, independent legal advice before you commit anything, it's not optional. It is absolutely essential.
Okay, what's caution number two?
Scrutinize the environmental impact management. Sustainable practices are a good sign, but rapid development puts pressure on local infrastructure, especially waste and water. You want to back developments that show a real long-term commitment.
And finally, even in a safe haven, you have to mitigate market volatility.
Yes. Phuket is still susceptible to global economic shifts. We saw that during the pandemic. The professional advice is clear. Diversification is the most effective way to hedge that risk.
Spreading your investment across different property types or locations.
Just like in the Prime Plan. It ensures resilient returns over the long term. It all comes down to aligning your goals, passive income, capital growth, a personal retreat with the specific appeal of a location.
So what does this all mean for you listening? If you had to choose right now, would you prioritize the high rental yield and fast turnover of a place like Paklong? Or would you favor the quiet stability and long-term appreciation you might find in an enclave like Paklong?
That blend of risk, lifestyle, and financial goals, that's what defines your strategy.
And here's a final thought drawn straight from the analysis for you to mull over. Given this rising interest in cultural preservation, especially with Phuket Town as a UNESCO candidate, and this growing demand for authenticity, will future investments start to favor renovating historic, culturally rich properties over just building more brand new luxury construction?
It's a fascinating question as the market seeks deeper roots.
It is. To explore these zones further and to connect with the experts who provided all the insight for today's dive, we really encourage you to reach out to the team at Ocean Worldwide. Remember, their director, Sandra O'Neill, and the agency have decades of on-the-ground experience.
They are the source for this kind of information.
Absolutely. You can find their expert resources, their analysis, and all their listings by heading directly to oceanwwp.com. That's oceanwwp.com. We'll see you on the next deep dive.